The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Shum Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Shum Global Radio, where we explore the best practices, challenges, and breakthroughs in creating inclusive workplaces. I'm your host, Ahalya, and in this episode, we're diving into one of the most impactful tools that organizations use to foster diversity and inclusion. The name of this tool? Employee Resource Groups, or ERGs for short. Now, whether you're new to ERGs or looking to refine your approach, on today's podcast, we're going to break down what makes them truly effective and how they can support your organization's broader D&I goals. We'll talk about establishing, sustaining, and growing ERGs so that they're not just a tick in the box, but can become a meaningful part of your company culture. Now, before we jump into best practices, let's address the question of what ERGs actually are and why they matter so much. ERGs, or Employee Resource Groups, are voluntary, employee-led groups that aim to create a more inclusive work environment by fostering a sense of belonging for individuals with shared identities or experiences. These could be based on race, gender, sexual orientation, disability, or other personal characteristics. ERGs can also be formed around interests like sustainability, working parents, or veterans. But why are they so important? Well, that's a multifaceted answer, because ERGs serve multiple purposes. First, they create community. In large organizations, it is easy for people to feel isolated, especially if they belong to underrepresented groups. Second, ERGs are instrumental in driving organizational change. They offer a platform for members to share their needs, concerns, and insights, which can inform D&I strategies and help leadership understand how to better support diverse employees. Finally, ERGs help companies tap into new perspectives. By promoting diversity of thought, they can drive innovation and creativity, which is essential in today's fast-paced, globalized business environment. Now that we've understood what ERGs are and why they're so important, let's tackle the idea of creating and establishing an ERG. Now, creating an ERG that's both effective and sustainable requires strategic thought and intentionality. Here are some key steps to get you started. First, start with clear purpose and goals. The first step in establishing an ERG is defining its purpose. Ask yourself a few questions. Why does this group need to exist? What specific challenges or opportunities is it addressing? Is it fostering professional development, advocating for policy changes, or creating a social network? Aligning your ERG's mission with broader organizational goals, whether those are related to talent retention, recruitment, or employee engagement, ensures its relevance and impact. And be clear about what success looks like, whether it's increasing participation, influencing company policies, or driving a specific initiative. The next best practice, secure executive sponsorship. ERGs need strong leadership support from the top to succeed. Executive sponsors can provide visibility, resources, and influence to help ERGs gain traction. And I know what you're thinking, but ERGs are employee-led. And while that may be the case, they should be aligned with organizational objectives, and having an executive sponsor ensures that they remain connected to the larger business strategy. This can also protect the ERG from being seen as merely a social club and give it the legitimacy it needs to drive real change. Best practice number 3, foster a diverse leadership team. A key factor in an ERG's success is its leadership, as we just discussed. And while the group is meant to be employee-driven, it's critical that the leadership team is diverse in its own right, representing a broad range of perspectives and experiences within the community. The fourth best practice, create a structured framework. This is a best practice for many things in life. But that aside, successful ERGs need more than just enthusiasm. They need structure. This includes defining leadership roles, setting regular meeting schedules, and creating clear channels for communication. Leaders should have clearly defined responsibilities, and members should understand how they can participate or contribute. Setting a charter or guidelines for the group can help maintain focus and ensure that everyone is on the same page about expectations. And now that your ERG is up and running, how do you sustain its momentum and ensure that it continues to thrive? Let's get into sustaining and growing ERGs. One of the most common challenges ERGs face is maintaining member engagement over time. Planning regular, meaningful activities, whether it's professional development workshops, social events, community service, or opportunities for advocacy, can be very useful. Engage members through ongoing communication, like newsletters, webinars, and discussion forums. The second aspect to make note of is to measure impact. You can't improve what you don't measure. One of the best ways to ensure that your ERG is fulfilling its purpose is by regularly evaluating its impact. Collect feedback through surveys, track participation rates, and monitor progress toward goals. This data helps make the case for the ERG's value to the broader organization and helps adjust initiatives to better meet the needs of members. Next, celebrate successes and milestones. Recognition is crucial for sustaining enthusiasm. Celebrate the group's wins, whether it's increased membership, a successful event, or a policy change influenced by the ERG's efforts. Public acknowledgement can help motivate members and show the organization that these groups are making a difference. And finally, stay agile and inclusive. As your company and employees evolve, so should your ERGs. New needs, interests, and challenges may emerge, so it's important to keep the conversation open and adaptable. An effective ERG continuously asks itself, are we meeting the needs of our members? Are we engaging new voices? Are we contributing to the company's D&I objectives? When ERGs are successful, they can act as powerful agents of change within the organization. ERGs can influence decision-making in areas like recruitment, retention, benefits, and policies. For example, an ERG focused on LGBTQ+ issues might advocate for inclusive healthcare benefits, while a women's ERG might push for more gender-balanced leadership opportunities. Well, the proof is in the pudding, right? So let's look at a few real-world examples of ERGs making a real impact. The first would be Google's Women at Google ERG. Now, this is a notable example of an ERG that not only provides a support network for female employees, but also drives policy changes within the company. The group has been instrumental in pushing for more gender diversity in leadership positions, improving parental leave policies, and launching mentorship programs for women. The ERG has been credited with helping Google maintain a strong reputation for gender inclusivity, which has been critical in attracting and retaining top female talent. Another powerful example is Microsoft's Black at Microsoft ERG. Now, this one is an excellent example of a group that has not only fostered community among Black employees, but also driven significant social impact outside of the company. This ERG was pivotal in Microsoft's efforts to create more opportunities for Black tech talent through scholarships, mentorship, and internships. The group also advocates for racial equity and supports broader company initiatives related to justice reform, making it an essential driver of both internal and external change. Next would be Accenture's Pride at Accenture, ERG. Now, Accenture has long been a leader in LGBTQ plus inclusivity, and its Pride at Accenture ERG is one of the company's largest and most impactful. This group has helped shape Accenture's LGBTQ plus benefits offerings, led research and thought leadership on LGBTQ plus workplace issues, and has become a powerful resource for talent recruitment. The ERG is actively involved in advocating for policies that extend beyond Accenture, engaging with industry-wide efforts to improve LGBTQ plus rights and protections. So, you see, creating and sustaining employee resource groups requires investment, both in terms of time and resources. But the return is undeniable, as we've seen with examples from companies like Google, Microsoft, and Accenture. ERGs are a powerful tool for driving organizational change, fostering a sense of belonging, and advancing diversity and inclusion efforts. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Sherm Global Radio. This is Mia Halea signing off. And until next time, keep striving for a diverse, equitable, and inclusive future.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.